Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, January 26th. Utilities in Iowa agree their customers should reap the benefits of corporate tax cuts. Yesterday, the Iowa Utilities Board held a workshop featuring presentations from several companies, including MidAmerican Energy and Iowa American Water Company. This month, the corporate tax rate dropped from 35% to 21%. Tom Speketer is MidAmerican's CFO. He told the Utilities Board the company estimates it may save around $99 million on its federal tax bill. Speketer says the utility already has a way to share the savings with customers.
If the board does nothing and says, okay, MidAmerican, you keep the change in tax expense, revenue sharing would increase significantly, and it would, you know, significantly mitigate the future need for any rate increase that we would have.
Iowa American Water Company serves Davenport, Bettendorf, Clinton, and LeClaire. Its estimated tax savings is around $1.1 million. It's now up to the Iowa Utilities Board whether to require rate cuts or work with each company on individual plans to pass the tax savings on to customers. Also yesterday, the Illinois Commerce Commission ordered 22 rate-regulated utilities to reduce their rates or show the agency why they shouldn't have to. Unemployment dropped sharply in December, falling from 5.3% a year ago to 4.2% last month. Tom Austin from the Illinois Department of Employment Security says the Quad Cities lost jobs in retail, leisure, and hospitality and government, but we gained jobs in education and health, construction, and even in manufacturing following many declines.
Manufacturing had seen a downturn for quite a few months. It's a positive sign that we're seeing it up when we're looking at over the year, as well as when we look at the decline in professional business services seems to have stemmed somewhat as it was unchanged when we look over the year.
State figures show 7,800 people were considered unemployed in the Quad Cities in December, about 400 more than in November. And the last time December unemployment here was this low occurred in 2006 when it was 4%. Once again, Davenport might be the last stop on a long trip through Iowa. The Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa, also known as RAGBRAI, will announce the route this weekend. Joe Taylor is the CEO of the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau. He hopes organizers will pick Davenport.
The riders are hungry and thirsty. They're going to be spending lots of money on food and drink, so it could be a substantial amount of dollars that are spent. If you think 20,000 riders and they each spend $50, that's $1 million right there. So I think it is a substantial economic impact to the Quad Cities.
When RAGBRAI started in the 1970s, there were only 300 riders. Last year, over 20,000 bikers registered. The last time Davenport was the point where RAGBRAI bikers dipped their tires in the Mississippi River was in 2015. The entire route will be announced tomorrow night. The race will be held the last week of July. The government bridge will be closed for several days both next week and the following week for repairs. The bridge will be closed to vehicular traffic from Monday at 8:30 a.m. through Wednesday at 7 p.m. It will close once again from the morning of Wednesday, February 7th until the evening of Friday, February 9th. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.